there has been agreement that to solve the little crisis we had here, we should go back to the people through an election. An election date has been set for end of January next year, and I'll certainly be running in my constituency.
There are some people who are suggesting that there has to be a constitutional amendment to address some of these challenges that you faced in Lesotho's first coalition government in the country's history. Do you support that constitutional amendment move?
I think there are certain amendments that would certainly improve matters. And if indeed we engaged in that kind of exercise, that would be fine. Because we now going to have Parliament, and Parliament, we're reopening Parliament simply to address issues related to the election itself. And I'm sure that if people had in their mind to look at the electoral law and other things and got some amendments made, there would be no problem with that. But any other business is not going to be done.
Mr. Prime Minister, South Africa's Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to return to Lesotho next week to address security challenges the country faces. Some are saying that the security is divided, with the police supporting you and the army supporting your deputy. How do you address the situation with the current security situation in the country?
No, the police are disciplined, and the army has disciplinary challenges. Particularly at the top. The rest of the army is fine, but at the top there are some challenges, and particularly the command. So agreement is going to be reached to shuffle that command, and the army will be okay. The ordinary soldier wouldn't be counted in that, but as you know, a soldier will follow orders much more so than any other person. And if the orders are wrong, naturally, they would do the wrong things. But if the orders were right, then they will do the right thing. But that also is a challenge that we think we shall face squarely and win.
Mr. Prime Minister, do you think the signing of the agreement, unanimously signed by all political parties that have registered with the Independent Electoral Commission, the political tension and sharp disagreement in your coalition government will be eased and Basotho will be happy about it?
What the coalition government now has to do is to carry on the administration until election day. Each one of the coalition parties is going to stand on their own. So the term of the coalition government as an effective tool of change will change. But to get the administration going, you have the civil service, which is permanent, and then you have us who will be directing ministries, but I think in a manner that will be leading to our then moving away and preparing for the election. That is what happens. Every time we go to elections, that happens. So there's nothing unusual. I mean, the change of issues here in this particular election will not be different from that change that happens when you have any other election regarding the civil service and the position of ministers and things like that. There are certain guidelines that we use to manage that.
Mr. Prime Minister, the people of Lesotho, Basotho as they are called, are particularly not happy with the way the coalition government has functioned with the disagreements and all that. What reassurances will you give them about ensuring the country's peace, stability and its territorial integrity?
The coalition was the first ever we had in this country. And the intentions and the constitutionality of it and the arrangements that were made and the agreements themselves were very good. But I think there are certain issues of personality that came in, and that really derailed quite a few things that could have gone well. When we began, it was one of the best things that could have happened to this country. But then there were some personality issues, but they have to do to a little bit more than just personality. So I don't want to go into that area now because we've gone past it.
What should the people in the Southern African Development Community, the regional bloc led by both President Zuma and his deputy Cyril Ramaphosa, expect going forward based on this agreement that you signed?
We are going to have a very vigorous election campaign. That's a very vigorous election campaign. Everybody will have their work cut out to campaign and try and win as many voters as possible.